Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this September 5th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to talk with our good friends from the Southwood County YMCA. Looking forward to that right now. Been looking forward to this. It's been a while. Stephanie Hartman joining us right now from the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Stephanie, it's been a while. How you doing?
It has. I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks a lot for being here. Always
Thank
good to
you
have you in the studio
me.
And to see you and to talk about our friends at the Cultural Center. I am looking forward to diving right into this because we got a lot to talk about. Let's talk about the new exhibit to start off.
Okay. So we have an opening coming Thursday night, 5:30 to 7:30 is opening night, Meet the Artists. At the Cultural Center, which we are located between Goodwill and Culver's, are the two markers that we're using. And people are like, oh, sure, I know where that is. But this is for our new exhibit called Rapid Waters. And this exhibition features over 40 artists and over 80 pieces. And what the call for art was for the artists to interpretate the role of water in our lives. Mm-hmm. So it's so interesting to see how you can ask for something and you get all these different things. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So we have all forms of art, including 2D, 3D, and mixed media. And some of the pieces will truly take your breath away. They're just awesome. And also a different feature of this exhibit, this is the first time we've done this. We did a community project where we asked individuals from the community to come in and paint a small panel. It was just under 4 inches by 4 inches. And again, we asked them to interpret the role of water in their life. Mm-hmm. So that was really fun to see what they did. We had very talented, seasoned artists, and we had groups from the Boys and Girls Club come in who maybe aren't necessarily artists, but some of those kids were quite amazing, I might add. So we have over 100 panels, and we put it together as a big collage, and that will also be featured at the exhibit. So we're really excited about that.
That is going to be really cool looking.
It is.
I cannot wait to see that.
And again, it's just so fun to see people's interpretation. You know, there's some really abstract ones. There's the cutest little duck made by one of the people from Boys and Girls Club. I mean, they're just all different things. So it's super fun to see the colors they use, you know, how they do interpret water.
I really liked this project when I first heard about it. Stephanie, is this something that did you get a good response from the community on this one? Did you get good interactions with people?
We did. So we have over 100 panels, which I think is a pretty good turnout.
Yeah.
And people were funny, as we all are, like, well, I'm not really an artist. Can I still do this?
Yeah.
Or so we were just really happy to have folks come in and do this. And if you want to, you know, go online a little bit. So the waters theme is actually being done all through central Wisconsin right now. UWSP was the spearhead of that. So galleries in Wausau, Point, and Rapids are all doing a water theme. Rapid Waters is what we chose for ours. But there's different water themes throughout. So it's kind of neat that everybody collaborated and we're all interpreting the same thing.
I hope we see more of these kind of projects.
Me too.
I think that's really cool, and it brings the whole community together. And I love the person that, oh, I'm not an artist, and then you see what they do, and like, wait a minute, yeah, you are, you're great.
So
you're like, oh, no. We have so many people like that in this community, in this area.
Really. Yes.
That's great.
And I think what's neat, too, with the collage project is just seeing how much talent we have in central Wisconsin. So not only do we have over 40 artists in the exhibit, but then we have 100 panels done as well. Yeah. So it's just really great.
How long will this exhibit be out?
So this will stay up through October 12th.
Cool.
And then we're going to roll right into our holiday show after that. We're asking individuals that have we call it holiday gifts and art fair, that they can bring in. And we will have the holiday show November and December, shopping hours during the week and on Saturdays.
Excellent. Wow.
So that'll be great.
Nice. Yeah, that'll be really great. And we need those extra days. Some of us do.
Absolutely.
I'm one of those people. I mean, that's great. We have classes we wanted to touch on, too. This is something where when we get the chance to get together and put some focus on this or some of the monthly gatherings we can hopefully get to are really important. There's so much going on at the Cultural Center. We don't have enough time to cover right? everything. So sometimes we don't get a chance to touch on this stuff. I'm glad we can talk about it today.
Yeah, so we have two classes that are open right now. One of them is the water glass window prism class. So this is session four of it because we opened session one and it filled, session two filled, session three filled. So we're going to do session four. So we do have a couple openings in that one. That will be Monday, September 18th with a 9 a.m. start. And you're creating a stained glass prism, that's a little window prism with Bonnie Dine will walk you through the process of soldering and doing all of that. And I was the test student, myself and Heather. And if I can do it, I can tell you anyone can do it.
I was gonna say the same thing, Stephanie. I've done this once, and my mother still has the piece I made for. And if I could do it, you could do it too. Yeah, if we can both
totally
do it.
I totally agree. And they're really beautiful. And we went with the water theme because of the exhibit, but they're quite beautiful. So we're using water glass for that. So the class is $55. You can register online. You can call us at the Cultural Center. Or just stop in, and we can get you registered for that. And then our other open class right now is on Friday, September 22nd. That's a Friday night, 6 o'clock start. And it's On Trend Boo Spooky Thrifted Art with Heather Bailey.
Oh, it's so good.
So this is a really big trend where you buy already done art and then add like your own pieces to it to make it either a fall scene or a Halloween theme. So it's going to be a fun class to see what people can come up with.
I didn't know about this. My daughter was telling me about it.
Oh, really?
And it was just this weekend. So now to hear about this class, it's really cool.
It's the big trend right now. Yeah. And Heather is super creative. So has been frequenting all of the, you know, Goodwill and the other stores. And we have pieces available. Or if, you know, people have a piece that they're like, boy, we could really do something cool with this. Bring it on in, but we'll also have pieces available.
I think one of my favorite things about art, and especially it seems like what's been going on for a good 10, 20 years, is the repurposing of things.
Yes.
When you see those old doors and they turn it into a table or that kind of, I just find that such an interesting, you know, end of art. And this is a really cool idea for a class. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And Bonnie Dine is also coming up with some other kind of thrifted art things using wine bottles and some other things. So watch for that. Those new classes should be out in the next couple weeks, and they'll be on our website.
Are they classes that you need to register for? Or?
Yes. So you can register online. As soon as we publish a class, the registration is open. You can register online. You can call us, and we can just write you manually in the book. Or if you want to see an example of the class, you can stop in. We have that on site, and then we can register you there.
You know, Stephanie, do you have other classes you want to touch on, or
just those two for
okay.
now?
Okay. See, well, that actually, you set me up because I know that we've talked about this in the past with the Cultural Center. If I am somebody out there, say, I don't know, I'm the biggest Simpsons fan in the world, and I want to do a class on all the voices, the history of the Simpsons. Then nobody's going to attend that class. But if you have a better idea than that, and you want to go to Stephanie and say, hey, I think that the community would really like this. Is that an option? Is that
absolutely. Absolutely. And we actually, the class is full, so I didn't mention it, but we have a new instructor starting, and she's doing a mosaic tray class.
Ooh,
so I'm really excited about that, but it filled really fast. But stay tuned because we're going to see how this first class goes. We bought enough supplies for two, so we'll probably run one in October as well.
And thank you for bringing that up. That's a perfect example of this. There's something that maybe somebody was sitting around thinking, oh, I don't know who would like this. But then they, you know what? Yeah, I'll ask. I'll just see. And it fills up right away.
Yeah. I think it was under 2 days. So we're like, apparently we should be doing more mosaics. So we're going to try that too.
Please, we'll give you Steph's contact information before we wrap up today. But that is really good to know that the open door policy about this.
Absolutely.
And how many people can take advantage of that? Because there's so many talented people in this area.
Yes. And a lot of times people say, you know, oh, I don't have time, or I just don't know if it'll be worth it. So we do pay our instructors. I think people think all our instructors are volunteer, and that's not true. We pay instructors $25 an hour for teaching and $15 an hour for prep. So if you have something that you think the community would love to learn from you, please stop in and let's talk it through.
It's a really cool thing to be able to offer to those instructors too.
Yes.
I imagine most of them would probably do it no matter what, but that's right. Such a nice thing to be able to do for the artist.
Absolutely.
The creatives. When we talk about supporting the arts and supporting local, there's layers to that. And
yes.
That is a layer that I don't think many people touch on. That's really important to me about this. One of the bigger reasons I support the Cultural Center and always has is they support the artists.
Yes.
So importantly. And as an artist, I mean, we don't have a lot of people doing that in our society. That is pretty
that is
darn
true.
Cool. Have a community like ours that has had such a presence for so long with the Cultural Center. I don't know if we give enough respect and enough credit to that. I feel like we should.
And I think that I've said this before, but the number of artists in our area is astounding to me.
Yeah.
And actually this new instructor, Cindy, we ended up connecting with her because she was going to bring stuff for the gift shop. And then we right away were like, well, have you thought about teaching? She said, oh, I teach my friends all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We said, let's try it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It, you know, obviously is going to go well. But that kind of leads me into our gift shop as well. So please make sure you stop in and see our gift shop. Our gift shop has over 50 artists
mm-hmm.
with items and really cool special gifts that mm-hmm. you can get for people. We also have greeting cards, which are cheaper than Hallmark, I might add,
yes.
and homemade. And some of them are just really beautiful. So if you're looking for something a little bit unique, or you have that person in your life where you're like, gosh, they have everything.
Right.
Maybe I could find something a little bit different. We have beautiful jewelry. So take the time to stop in. And our gift shop hours are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then, like I said, in November and December, we will also be open on Saturdays from 10 until 2.
Speaking with Stephanie Hartman from the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, and to piggyback off of what you were saying there, whether you are attending classes and paying for those, or you are buying things at the gift shop, you are buying local, you are supporting
yes.
local, you are putting right back into your community and helping the Cultural Center continue to do some of these great things that you guys host and have and that we look forward to so much. Speaking of things we look forward to, Art on Tap.
Yes, Art on Tap is coming in October, Saturday, October 7th. 5:30 till 8:30. So this evening we'll bring free homebrew tasting.
Mm.
We have live music from the Barefoot Americans, which I'm super excited about.
That's awesome. Yes.
Rapid Waters will still be up, so you will be able to see that. We will also, in addition to the free brew tasting, we do have a cash bar, and then we will have a food truck as well. So really a fun evening of just a really great way to feature the art of home brewing, which is also an art.
Yeah, yeah.
Feature our artists from our exhibit, live music, which is always fun. And then it just helps us with our programming. You know, a lot of people don't, besides our classes, they don't realize that we host instructors who are teaching guitar, ukulele, piano, and voice lessons. So they're housed with us. We are the home for Very Special Arts Choir, which is now Arts for All, Wisconsin Rapids Choir. Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor.
That's my guy.
They're our favorite. They play the first and third Thursday of the month, and they are switching their time to 2 p.m.
Oh, okay.
So they've kind of been jumping around with their time. I'm hoping 2 will stay at 2.
Yeah.
But again, that's the first and third Thursday of the month. And then we are also the home for the Central Wisconsin Choristers, which is actually a children's choir. Most students are grades 3 through 8. And they're from Wisconsin Rapids, Plover, Nakusa, Port Edwards, Rudolph Vesper. A really nice offering that isn't being offered anywhere else. So the money that we raise for Art on Tap will just kind of help us be able to do all of those things. As everyone knows, you know, it costs to keep the lights on. It costs to heat the building. And then, of course, we want to be offering classes and all the other things that we do. So we are asking for sponsorships from the community. So if you are a local business that would like to support the arts, we have different levels of sponsorship starting at $100 up to $1,500. We would love the support. And then, of course, we'll give you lots of shout outs and praise thank yous. But again, it all to help us support our programming.
Yeah, you'll be getting shout outs on this station too. Whether you guys have commercials with us or not, we always are going to mention the Cultural Center. We'll be talking about it. And while we'll be talking about you, we'll be talking about these sponsors.
Yes.
So there's an added bonus for you if you are a business out there. A little bit extra bang for your buck on that stuff. And it's so vital we get into this topic here, Stephanie, because first off, Art on Tap, great idea. And I love what you said about that brewing is a creative art as well.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It truly is. Not better known in any other state more than this one.
Right.
We know what an art brewing can be here. And I think that it's cool to bring highlight to that, to bring some attention to that, any time we can tell people who don't realize they're artists. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Or absolutely.
I love people who have never spent a day of their life thinking they're creative when they've spent every day of their life being creative.
Yeah.
I love bringing attention to that. You brought up the money for these classes, mm-hmm. and or the classes we were talking about earlier, or Art on Tap. The money raised for that can help with classes.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a nonprofit, it's you guys, it's almost anybody we talk to on the air, one of the most common themes is how much creativity and how much art we have in this community.
Yes.
How many great musicians and artists and photographers and painters. While these are natural God-given talents, they didn't start that way.
Right.
They learned these things from somewhere. They learned these lessons from somewhere. Many times, oftentimes, maybe at the Cultural Center.
Right.
We want to continue to make more artists. We want to continue to support artists. We want to continue to have that beautiful bed of talent we have in this community. We can continue to do that through the arts classes that are here, you know, yes. at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center.
Yep.
So when you apply, when you go to these events, when you sponsor these events, you're not just sponsoring the event for right now. You're sponsoring the future of that event, the future of this area in the creative arts.
Absolutely.
As we go forward, unfortunately, there is more and more money being pulled from schools as far as the arts go. It's on us as a society to pull our own weight. And to make up for that. I don't put that on schools. I don't put that on them. I think that us as a society, we can support this stuff. And in part through things like this, events like this.
Absolutely. And, you know, we were really proud. We did our first children's series this summer and had aspiring artists, budding artists, and really good artists in once a week for us 7 weeks. And they could come once or mm-hmm. they could come to all seven. It was totally what fit in their schedule. Tuesday mornings were my favorite because mm-hmm. you could just hear all this chatter mm-hmm. and these kids so excited, you know, yeah. to have this opportunity to learn about an artist and then do a project that's sort of inspired by what their talent was mm-hmm. and what they were known for. And we want to do more kids programming because, like you said, there's so much money being pulled from the schools. Mm-hmm. And art is so important. Creativity yes. is so important. That side of your brain needs a workout. And, you know, that's what we hope to be able to provide.
I think most people understand that a little kid picks up an instrument. They may not go on to work at the, you know, Boston Philharmonic or something like that and be the lead chair or something. But that creativity that they learn, that improvisation, all of that, they're going to use that as an accountant, as a mechanic, as
Absolutely.
A doctor. Like, the creative arts don't just end with art. Like, it is embedded in everything they do. If they're a mechanic and they got to figure out what's wrong with this engine, they're going to be using their creativity. They're going to be using their improv skills. There's all kind. There's no field that isn't affected by. So when we're supporting this stuff, we're supporting our society. We're
yes.
supporting the future of all this and future of creativity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just so needed. And, you know, there aren't a lot of organizations that can that can do this. So, the support from the community is huge.
Stephanie, I know if we had the time, we wanted to get to a little bit of the monthly gatherings that you guys host
yes.
over there. We got a little bit of time here. Let's dive right into it.
Okay. So I think there's a thought out there that, like, you have to be a member of the Cultural Center or something like that.
Yeah.
That is not the case. Mm-hmm. All of our monthly gatherings are open to the public. Most are free of charge. We ask for donations off and on. But one of the groups that we have is called Make What You Brung, and we realize that's improper grammar, but it's to...
I love it.
So it's for artists that have an unfinished or unstarted portable art project. We hear a lot that, you know, creativity is awesome, but it can also be lonely because there's not a lot of places to gather to do art. So that is on the first Wednesday of every month from 1 until 4. And you just come. We have a $5 suggested donation. If you can't afford it, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You just come on in. You can bring a snack or a refreshment if you'd like. And it's just really fun to listen to the artists talk, share ideas about what they're doing. I think what's really nice is it gives people the opportunity to say, you know, I'm stuck on this project. Yes. And do you have suggestions or could you help me or what have you done in order to complete a project like this? So just really nice socializing and bouncing ideas off people.
Yeah. And no artist has ever not been influenced by another artist.
Correct.
I mean, you know, it's so vital for that, not only for your projects, but for their projects.
Right.
And you just don't know what can be spun off of that. I think as the older I get, the thing that I love more than acting, than radio, than writing, than anything is the collaborating with others.
Yes.
No matter what it is I'm doing. If I'm painting, I like collaborating with somebody. Like there's just such a fun aspect of that to art. And I wish I'd realized that when I was younger. It's so cool to see with projects like this and you know, classes like gatherings like this for people to have that opportunity.
Absolutely. And Artist Coffee is along those same lines. Just basically come and have some coffee. Dunkin' Donuts has been great about providing donuts.
You had me at Dunkin', you know.
Correct. And that is the last Thursday of the month from 9 to 10:30. So we just had them last week. And again, that one especially seems to be kind of an advice session almost. Like, I want to do this, but I don't know where to go from here. And it gives artists an opportunity to share what they're working on. And I hate the word critique, so we'll go with feedback.
Yeah.
They like to receive that as well. And then along the same lines, but specific to writers, is Writers Share, which is the second Wednesday of the month from 1 till 3. Aspiring artists, seasoned writers, it can be poetry, it can be anything that you write. Come on in, meet with some other writers, and that has really been nice, again, for kind of a feedback. And they seem comfortable sharing what they've written with this group versus maybe taking that leap of like, I'm going to really share widely. Yeah. Let me share it with this group first, and then we'll go from there. So that's a nice little group as well. And then... Pete Revelle and Four on the Floor, I mentioned, first and third Thursday of the month, now at 2 p.m.
Yeah, I got it. Me and Pete have been playing phone tag for like a year.
Oh, yeah.
Just trying to get him on Director's Cut. You know, I love Pete. I love his band. I've talked about this endlessly on the radio already. But if you have not gotten a chance to, you will be just like me. You will get hooked. You will get a taste of that sound and want to hear Pete, not just the great music that they play. Pete is a wonderful MC.
Yes.
He's so good with a crowd, so good with an audience, like few I have seen in that spot. Take them in and enjoy and support these guys because they do a really nice job every month bringing this concert to us. You know, that we get to look forward to and everything.
Yeah, and they're just so they're hilarious.
Yeah,
they are.
They are.
But they're also so very talented, and it's just really fun to be able to have live music.
Yes.
Right here in our community, no charge. It's free admission. We do take donations and give them to the group, but there's no charge to attend.
Stephanie, if people have follow-up questions or there's businesses out there that want to sponsor with some of the things we've talked about, any of the above, how can they reach you?
Sure. So our phone number, which that's the easiest one probably, is 715-421-4598. If you're seeking information, our website is loaded and up to date, and that is culturalcenterarts.com. Or send us an email at cwcc@culturalcenterarts.org. So any of those ways, We are on Facebook. We do tons of Facebook events. So if you follow us on Facebook, you'll get updates as we are adding new classes and doing other things. We are also on Instagram. But again, stop in and see us. Our business hours. Now, when I say that, people always go, how can you get anything done in those short hours? Well, our classes, our music lessons, even, you know, private tours and things like that are all outside of those hours. Yeah. But our traditional business hours are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. But again, if that doesn't work for you, give us a call.
I always appreciate the time. Thank you, Stephanie.
It was great. Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here on WFHR.